I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you feel like it's a good time to get kicked in the balls, you're right.
No, I was just enjoying our hashtag fake news.
Jimmy Schubert is on the hotline right now. Great comedian. Comedy Central, Last Comic Standing. It's Comedy Underground with Dave Attell. He's got a new special called Zero Tolerance.
You know what? We haven't spoken with Jimmy since Glazier passed.
No, we haven't.
Since he kicked off. He's aware of
Glazier. Oh, yeah. He knows, yeah.
I told you Josh Wolf texted me the other day and said, Glazier's the reason the Chiefs lost. You're blaming him from beyond death.
Beyond the grave.
Yeah.
Hailing from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, he started his comedy career fresh out of high school, playing clubs in his hometown before making the move to Los Angeles, working at the Comedy Store and eventually becoming one of Sam Kinison's outlaws of comedy. You've seen him on Last Comic Standing and Comedy Central. He's appeared in such films as The Italian Job, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and Coyote Ugly. And on such series as The King of Queens and Entourage. And now he has an all-new comedy special titled Zero Tolerance, available to rent or buy through his website. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, comedy great Jimmy Schubert.
Jimmy Schubert, my friend, how have you been?
Good morning, Johnny Dare. How are you, my friend?
Well,
good.
I know it's been a minute, man. I've been following you on Instagram, and you were busy, my son of a bitch. You have been really busy.
Yeah. So you've been. I mean, you're all over the place, too. Yeah, but we haven't spoke since our friend Craig Glazier passed. So
I know. How about that?
That's crazy, huh? That's a crazy... like 1 minute he was there, and then the next he was hearing stories that he passed away. It was horrible.
Well, I felt a different way. 1 minute he was suing me for $8 million, and then the next second he was dead.
Well, yeah. Yeah, well, it's may he rest in peace.
Absolutely.
Anyway, but when Warren Buffett says you can't make a good deal with a bad person, I think he had Craig in mind. Can't make a good deal with a bad person.
Well, listen, let's face it. The world is a less funny, less interesting place without Craig. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, there's no question about it, and you know, his book, which is had a lot of spelling errors in it. So,
I do love that book. I mean, he never let the truth get in the way of a good story. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's hilarious. He never let the truth get in the way of a good story. Sure, he was a great guy. Just ask him; he would have told you that. He really got a cramp pat himself on the back most of the times you were hanging out with him. You know.
Satan, I think I can make you a little extra money here. I'm just telling you, think about it. Think about it, Satan.
Yeah.
Yeah. You, why? So listen, I'm going to talk about this new special, man. This, you've
yeah,
got...
Yeah, it's great. It's a hilarious hour. It's a brand new hour. We kind of produced it myself, and I'm working on it for about 2 years, so we just kind of put it on, and I just kind of self-released it now, because I think that's the kind of wave of the future. Everybody's self-releasing now, you know?
Yeah, well, because the record labels can no longer control you. So, yeah, that's the best part. Nobody can edit you. You can edit yourself. You know, you leave in the jokes you like. You're not at the whim of some a-hole editor, producer who's like, nah, we didn't like that, or we don't like the way this. Instead, you do exactly
what you
want.
Yeah, because, you'd rather fail doing something you wanted to do, because you've been doing, you know, got comedy for 25 years. You know exactly what people like, and besides that, it's just kind of... Just, you know, even if you do get on Netflix, it's there for 2 weeks, then they bury it, and then, you know, people are going to kind of look in Hulu when they go, yeah, we'll let you have ad share revenues. And I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to self-release it on my website, at jimmyschubert.com, and it's on the Vimeo platform. So people can rent it, they can own it. For $3.99, you can rent my special, which is about the same price you could rent Mission Impossible 3 for, and I can guarantee you, my special is much funnier than Mission Impossible 3.
You haven't been to Kansas City in a minute, man. You need to jump on a plane and get your ass over here and get to the Improv.
Yeah, I know. Well, what's the only club there is the Improv now. I guess Craig had a club there for a minute, but I mean, the last couple times I worked for him, he was kind of struggling. Hey, could you give me a give me like 4 days on that check before you deposit it. You know, so I was like, okay. So, I guess I used to, you know, I'd love to get back there. So I'll have to get my agent on there and come back and probably do that to improv out there.
What could be more fun than traveling for 25 years straight, club to club? What could be more fun than getting on an airplane these days?
Yeah, no, they charge you for everything. Right? That's the thing. I'm surprised you don't get airborne. They walk down here, I go, okay, people, let's go. Gas money. You know what I mean? I was on a plane. I had an exit row. And you think that, like, you know, I go, oh, fine, I can get some extra leg room. They won't even let you sit there unless you answer the questions. Are you willing and prepared to help in case of emergency? I'm going, what kind of emergency are you planning on having? And where are you going to be during the emergency? I'm just here for the extra leg room. I'm not really a first responder. If you mean, am I willing to help? I'm going to be the first guy through that door if anything goes wrong so everybody else knows what to do. Then yes, in that scenario, I am willing to help. You know, they do. I mean, and what could be more stressful than everybody's bringing animals on the airplanes? You know, people got, therapy cats now and, that people got pigs and peacocks. I go, hey, who's flying the plane to old LaGuardia, old McDonald? You know,
dude, it's awful. It's well, the service is terrible too. Then the customer service is just it's awful. It's a nightmare going anywhere.
Yeah, well, then they went I was at the supermarket and the guy goes, yeah, just go over there and check yourself out. And I'm going, I don't work here. What do you want me to do? Taking the list, going up and down the aisles, gathering, scanning it, bagging it. I'm not taking the 15-minute shift on self-checkout. You know, what do you want me to, 1099 you after I get done checking myself out? I mean, that's an awful lot of work for some fruit. I mean, if this is what's involved now, I might as well hunt and kill my own food. You know? I like the old way when you interact with the cashier and she asks you if you have any coupons, which I don't because I'm not a housewife from 1976, you know what I mean?
I honestly didn't think anybody else felt the same way I do when I'm forced to go to the self-checkout. I'm like, man, I thought this was part of the price. It was involved you putting it in a bag and telling me how much my credit card's going to get charged.
Well, that's what they ask you now. They ask you. In California, you've got to pay 10 cents a bag. I mean, if you go to San Francisco, there's piles of human excrement all over the sidewalk with heroin needles, and they're worried about straws. And straws in a turtle's nose. Hey, listen. I had a straw stuck in my nose for about 7 years. I turned out okay. You know, how with that turtle? And they wear 10 cents a bag because a dolphin got one stuck in his blowhole. I go, you're not solving the problem. I can still get the bag for a dime. What do I care? And here's $2. Give me 20 bags. Go to the beach, swim out in the ocean. You start jamming on a dolphin's blowhole. Go, hey, it's cool, everybody. I take the dime. It's cool. I take the dime, everybody. You know?
As you can see, Jimmy's a well-adjusted human being. Jimmy turned me on to, and I hadn't looked at this in forever, man, because I was going back over some old notes, and Lori and Dory, the conjoined twins. By the way, did you know in the end, Dory changed his name to Reba, although he was born a female, but then in the end, before he died, was George in 2007.
Yeah, well, they were confused. There's no question about it. But I mean, she transitioned, but they didn't have enough problems. I mean, you're a conjoined twin. The one wants to be a country western singer, and the other one's in the middle of transitioning to become a man. I mean, you know, you got the whole gambit right there. The country western singing bit. I mean, I probably could never do that today. They tarred in front of me, run me off stage.
Of course.
How dare you? How dare you make fun of those conjoined singers with the country? Well, you know, yeah, I know. But the one girl said she wanted a date. That's what I thought was weird. You know, you got someone connected to your head. You want to go on a date? I go, that's fine, but I got to pick up dinner for the midget too. You know, I'm like, hey, so you write all your own songs, huh?
Jesus Christ.
Hey, it would have been a little awkward. That's all I'm saying.
I miss you, Jimmy. I really do. Man, I want the improv to book you. First of all, I want everybody to go check out Zero Tolerance at jimmyschubert.com or Vimeo, but SHUBERT.com. And then let's get you to the improv so we can hang out a little bit and get you in the studio.
Yeah, I'd love to, Johnny, man. I'd love to get back there. I love Kansas City. I love coming back there. And it would be great to see you again, my friend. I really appreciate you having me on. And Yeah, I'll get working on that.
No, seriously. I watch you on Instagram, and you just, you know, every time I turn around, there's a picture with another incredible comic, a friend of yours, and, like, you're traveling all over the place. You're in Vegas, you're in New York, and it just seems like everything's going great, man.
Yeah, it really is. I'm a blessed guy after, you know, all this time in, you know, comedy. It finally, I'm a 20-year overnight sensation, Josh. Longest night of my life. But man, I love you, brother. Thanks for having me on, and I hope you're as good as well. And to our friend Craig Glazer, may you rest in peace. You
indeed.
Know?
Always. Right. Stay right there, man. Hold on, Jimmy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.